After months without a clear plan, Gino's new cold weather emergency shelter opened in a warehouse south of downtown in late October. KTOO visited the shelter on Thursday to hear how it's going. Julian Picard sits down to a late-night dinner of ramen and a plastic-wrapped sandwich near his cot. The temperature outside is just below freezing as he and a few dozen people settle in for the night at the city's new warming shelter.
If it wasn't for this place, I don't know what I would do, honestly. It would be bad.
Picard has been without stable housing since 2007. For the last few years, he's relied on Juno's winter emergency shelter. It's a city-funded space that's meant to be a last resort for unhoused people to survive the night when temperatures drop below freezing. Picard says it isn't where he wants to be, surrounded by strangers in an industrial warehouse meant for storage, not housing. But if he wants to make it through this winter, it's where he has to be.
I haven't always been in this position, you know. I used to work, have family, do all this, you know, and then, like, it's really weird, like, when you're a Juno and you get, bam, you get down to the bottom, and you just, no matter how hard you fight and claw and try to get your way back up, you can't.
For the last 2 years, the city's emergency shelter was located downtown at Resurrection Lutheran Church. When the congregation voted against hosting the shelter again this winter, St. Vincent de Paul stepped in to work with the city. Shelter manager Jackie Bryant says she knew after her first visit to the warehouse that the new shelter could provide the basics for people to get through the night.
That was my first reaction. It was warm in here. That's what they need. That's awesome.
It has heating, insulation, and electricity. But the bathrooms are porta-potties outside, and there's no running water. It's open from 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. and provides meals at night and in the morning. Bryant says that on the busiest nights, the shelter has housed nearly 50 people. More than 160 people have used the shelter since it opened. So far, the warehouse has been running better than she expected. But it's still just an emergency stopgap to Juno's greater housing crisis.
I know a warming center or a warming shelter is not a solution. It just keeps people alive, which is what it's designed for, to keep them alive during the winter. It does not replace housing by any means, but there's a real need for it.
Olga Askowak is one of the shelter staff. She knows that need well. She stands at a table near the shelter's entrance and helps new patrons sign in as they come in for the night.
I was homeless before, me and my kids. We lived in a smaller village and we didn't really have any help, anyone to reach out to. And then we came here to Juno with no place to go.
Askowak says she and her daughter first went to a WARE shelter, then to St. Vincent's for help, and found stability in Juno. Since then, Askowak has worked with people experiencing homelessness for over a decade. She says the new shelter works, but she wishes it had a kitchen.
That's the one thing I really enjoy doing is baking, being in the kitchen. And, you know, seeing everybody happy. They got something warm to take out.
Another problem is the location. St. Vincent de Paul and the city coordinate transportation from the Mendenhall Valley and downtown to the shelter, using a city bus in the morning and a 15-passenger van at night. But Bryant says she's not a fan of the shelter's distance from downtown.
I really don't care for the location. I'm going to be honest, I really don't. But it's working. We used to be in downtown in the Jack, or when it was at St. Vincent's. You're right there, and CARES is right there. The services have been close.
That includes quick access to emergency services. So far, she says that extra help has come quickly when they needed it. But for now, Bryant says the shelter's biggest needs are more blankets and socks. With help from Clarice Larson in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Cremery.